Analysis: Twitter censorship dramatically cut Trump's engagement on election night. By Lucas Nolan on November 4, 2020. A recent analysis of Twitter's censorship of President Trump's tweets reveals how the social media site dramatically cut the president's engagement rate on election night. The analysis shows that Trump's post before it was censored was shared or replied to about 827 times a minute. After it was labeled, that dropped to 151 times a minute, according to the EIP analysis. An analysis of President Trump's engagement rate on the night of the election by the Election Integrity Partnership outlines how Twitter managed to massively cut the president's engagement rate on election night by censoring certain tweets from the president's account. Breitbart News recently reported that President Trump expressed his feelings about a Supreme Court ruling on voting in Pennsylvania in a tweet, which Twitter marked as misleading. Trump stated, "The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. It will allow rampant and unchecked cheating and will undermine our entire systems of laws. It will also induce violence in the streets. Something must be done." Twitter added a label to the tweet which reads, "Some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. Learn more." Twitter users were also unable to reply to the tweet, favorite it, or share it. Many have resorted to posting screenshots of the tweet to share it with followers. The Election Integrity Partnership outlined how this affected President Trump's engagement rate in a series of tweets. A graph shared by the EIP demonstrates just how drastic the drop-off in engagement was following Twitter censorship. According to the New York Times report on the analysis, before Mr. Trump's tweet was labeled, it was shared or replied to about 827 times a minute. After it was labeled, that dropped to 151 times a minute, according to the EIP analysis. The EIP is not the only group calling for increased and faster censorship. Lisa Kaplan, the founder of Alethea Group, a company that helps public officials and private clients fight misinformation, commented to the New York Times recently, "Those decisions need to be made a lot more quickly, they should be split-second decisions." Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.